time now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. Greetings! And again, I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind coaching and training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Well, I missed last Saturday's podcast. I was doing a Warrior's Quest private intensive, and I tried a new format and a new location, and it was just absolutely amazing. In case you're not familiar, the Warrior Quest is a one-on-one, me and you, the client, for 3.5 days, basically on a vision quest. We'll take care of some of the negative emotions and baggage that you've been carrying around. We'll clean that up. We'll find your purpose, your vision, your mission. We do some wonderful processes, and we go through. It's very, very intense, and everybody who has gone through it has had tremendous breakthroughs. So if you're interested in that, please contact me. It was just a fantastic event. I have a location in the San Jose, California area that I'm very pleased to use, and I'm looking at some up here in the Bend, Oregon area. As well. So sorry about missing last week's, but it was a fantastic event, and I actually feel very honored. The client compared me to Morpheus in the Matrix, that now they've taken the blue pill or the red pill, and now they can't go back, and their world is completely changed. So let's get into today's. I got a question from a listener, Tony, and it involves goal setting. And so his question is, I often wonder why the path towards obtaining goals and dreams is seemingly so convoluted. It feels like it's a process that requires a great deal of trial and error and practice, in which the path is not always well mapped nor well taught. There seems to be many rules that, if not done right, result in failure. I suppose if I were to design a system that would allow humans to create his or her world and would be somehow more direct, the feedback mechanism would be more immediate, like scratching an itch, a little bit to the left, a little bit higher. Ah, that's it, just right. Where if my thoughts were in line with my goals, I would feel a resonance that I was doing it correctly, like a well-strummed chord on a guitar. The way it feels now is that I try the methods you prescribe. I try it, wait to see if it works. If it does not change something, then start again. Do you have any thoughts as to why it's designed to have a system that is not more direct? So, Tony, great question. And it seems to be at the front a very simple question. However, when we're dealing with us humans, there's a lot of mechanisms at play here. So I've done a couple of podcasts on goal setting. I've written some blogs on goal setting. And this is where it's challenging when I don't work with a person one-on-one, whether it's through a Warrior's Quest or just my regular coaching sessions, that when you read a book on goal setting or you read a book or listen to a podcast or something, I can't give feedback as to what the challenge is. So I will do my best here, and I would also encourage those listeners to go to warriormindcoach.com/blog. Do a search in the upper right-hand corner for goal setting, and you'll find a bunch of other resources available. So the first is, we have to look at, before we go into goal getting, we have to do goal setting. Keep in mind that goal setting is the conscious mind at work. We can sit down and say, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want to lose this much weight, I want to make this much money, I want to accomplish these things, and that's all well and good. The goal getting, the results you get are driven by your unconscious mind. And since the unconscious mind drives about 95% of our behaviors, the conscious mind is at the will of the unconscious. We can sit down and make these goals. However, if we don't start to work with the unconscious mind, then we will keep getting the same results. One point of clarification, I would say that, Tony mentioned that there seems to be many rules that if not designed, results in failure. There is never any failure. There's only feedback. So the failure is when you stop going after your goals. The results you get just tell you that there could be doing something differently. So let's look at goal setting first. Many people think that goal setting is a Christmas wish list. They create these big, hairy, audacious goals that are so far out of their complacent zone that deep down inside they believe they can't get them. They wish they could get them. They hope they can get them, but they don't believe they will get them. So they've already set themselves up for failure, and they're so big and so large that the first sign of resistance, they stop. And so they're the cause of their lack of getting it. And this is where coaching and the Warrior's Quest comes in handy, is that we look at these goals, and how I like to set goals is first we'll define where your complacent zone is, and your complacent zone is defined by the boundaries are your beliefs, your values, your past experiences, and your emotions. When we know where your complacent zone is, we can set a goal just outside of it. And then we look at your complacent zone inside, and we set four goals. So these four goals, these smarter goals, are things that you have already achieved. So we know you've achieved something like this in the past. So we will take four steps, a 1 month, 3 month, 6 month, 9 month. This is all goal setting, right? This is the setting. This is not the getting part of it. But we need a roadmap to follow. And there are many, many roadmaps out there. The key is to find one and stay with it. So when I work with folks, I'll do the 1, 3, 6, 9 months, have the 1 year just outside their complacent zone. And this is like, I'm just going to divert here for a second. This is very similar to a lot of things out there. There's nutrition programs that are abundant out there. Some work for people, some don't. There are exercise programs out there. Some work for people, some don't. There are many, many people out there that have developed these, and it's because that's what worked for them. This is what's worked for me. I wouldn't teach something that didn't work for me. So the key here, as in nutrition, as in weight loss, as in investing, especially investing, if you're investing money, you need to find one system and stay with it and become an expert at that system. The more you stay with that system, the more you will get results. If you think you're going to get results immediately, well, you will. You're going to get results immediately. But what you need to do is go, okay, is this the result I wanted? No. What can I do differently? So you have to pick one, stay with it. And if you're subscribed to 5 different newsletters on the same subject, pick one and unsubscribe from all the others, even if it's me. Because you need to find one method for goal setting, for goal getting, one method for nutrition, one method for working out, and stay with it and follow it and tweak it and make it yours. If you follow the advice of 5 different people, you're going to get 5 different results. So that's part of setting your goals. Now, the actual taking action behind them, that's where the unconscious mind comes into play. And the beliefs that you have are going to determine the actions. Your beliefs and values are going to determine the actions that you take or do not take. And this is such a underground part, or in your unconscious mind, these things, because you really don't know all of your beliefs. You may think you know your values, but I just had a great, at the Warrior's Quest, we just had a wonderful value discussion, and the client came in, thought they knew what their values were, and I discussed with them and pointed out and reflect back to some of their behaviors, and they realized that the values they had wrote down was from the conscious mind. That's really what they wanted to have, but their underlying values were completely different. Now, we didn't change any. He just needed to be aware that they were different, and that when he can align himself with his values that he has inside, he'll be getting different results. So when we start looking at how to take these actions, they are based on your beliefs, your values, your past experiences, and your capabilities and behaviors, right? So if you think that you're not capable of doing a specific task, your behavior is you're not going to do it. And so the action part on goal getting, or the action part for getting your goals, is completely different than the goal setting. So the goal setting is very logical. It's conscious. We can work with it very specifically and set these goals, and then set the tactics and strategies for each of them. And that is what I use, right? The strategy is what you're going to do. The tactic is how you're going to do it. And you can get this detailed down to the umpteenth minute of the day. However, I don't recommend it, but the goal setting part is very, very easy because we can do it with our conscious mind. It's then when you start to follow through on it and start getting results that may not be what you're looking for. Then the beliefs come in. How can you change what you're doing? How can you change your attitude towards it? If you think the economy is poor and you're trying to start a business, unconsciously you'll be doing some behaviors that support the belief that the economy is poor. If you believe that you can't lose weight, if you believe that you come from a big boned family and can't lose weight, no matter what you do, you may lose it, but you'll put it back on. I know these are very simplistic explanations, but I need you all to start thinking about these beliefs and these values that you have that keep you inside your complacent zone, as well as your behaviors and capabilities and the environment. Those are three things that your behavior, meaning your action, your habits and your rituals, will help take you towards your goal. If you have some non-supportive habits, let's say you have a full-time job and you want to start a business, and you come home from your job and you sit on the couch and watch TV and you play on the internet for an hour and go, listen, I can't start a business, well, then that behavior isn't supportive of it. And so we need to look at changing your capabilities so that your behavior will follow, and then we can change the environment. That is, maybe turn off the TV, bring the computer down to it's more accessible. So these are all parts of goal getting. And Tony, yes, it may seem convoluted. However, it's not such convoluted as it is. It's individualized. And that is where coaching comes in, whether it's me or somebody else. That's where a mentor can come in, and that's where the Warrior's Quest comes in, because goal getting is individualized based on each person. There are some generic books out there. Think and Grow Rich is a fantastic book, and I would recommend that to anybody to start it. The key is you have to know exactly what you want. You have to know it in excruciating detail. You have to know the picture. You have to see yourself in the complete context of where you are 1 year from now. Who are you going to be with? What are you going to be wearing? What color is your hair? Who are your friends? How much money do you have? Are you traveling? Where it is? You have to have that vision so ingrained and feel the emotions behind it, which most people have challenge with. You have to get to that clarity so that your unconscious mind can start to take over and work with you on that. So I could go on and on and on about this. The key is, keep in mind that your conscious mind is the goal setter. Your unconscious mind is the goal getter. If you're getting something different than what you're writing down, first take a look at how big that goal is. Is it a Christmas list, or is it something that is reasonable that you can achieve? Because goals are to help us move in life. They don't have to be big, huge goals. They can be tiny goals, like lose 5 pounds this month and lose 3 pounds the next month, because then you keep adding that up and you're getting to your goal. So make sure that the goals that you have set are clear, specific, positive, moving towards, all those things that I've discussed in other podcasts. Then Watch the results you're getting. Watch your behavior. Watch your actions as you start to progress towards those. Is something holding you back? What's your internal talk? This is where, again, a coach can come in, and this is where self-reflection at the end of the day, you can look at what you've done and go, was that in alignment with my goals? So I didn't answer it specifically because, again, it is so personal, at least in my experience. You can generally find some great information out there, goal setting, the Glenn Bland method, Think and Grow Rich, even some of my stuff on it. But pick one. Pick one and stay with it for 6 months and ignore everybody else's advice. Pick it and make it your own. That is what I would suggest, is you have to find one and stay with it. So thank you, Tony, for that. I hope everybody got some benefit from this podcast. Please give me some feedback. I love questions like this because it allows me to understand what you, the listener, wants and needs, and I'm more than happy to take on some more questions and feedback. You can do so by visiting warriormindcoach.com/blog. Look for the Contact Me tab, and you can either send me a note from there, or you can also send me a voice message. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.